everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll let you know about the new OHL Onside program. What is it? We'll have more details in a moment. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Kitchener Rangers forward Jeremy Bracco. He had 10 points in 4 games last week with 5 goals and 5 assists and was a plus 8. Bracco was selected by the Toronto Maple Leafs in the second round of the 2015 National Hockey League Entry Draft and right near the top of the OHL scoring race, including picking up 3 assists in a win by the Rangers to start out this week in Sarnia. Earlier this week, the Ontario Hockey League, in partnership with multiple organizations, launched a new initiative called the OHL Onside Program. It is specifically designed for OHL players and team staff, aimed at increasing the understanding and awareness of the players' responsibilities to demonstrate respect for women through their actions and words. Among the many partners in the program is the Sexual Assault Support Center of Waterloo Region. Stephen Soucy is the program coordinator of their Male Allies program, and he fills us in on the details of the new OHL Onside initiative. Give us a little bit of background on how you became involved with it.
Sure. So 2 years ago, the Kawartha Sexual Assault Center started to do some work with Peterborough Petes around promoting respect for women and offered a training that was well received by both the Petes players and the front office at the Petes. So after a few months, that initiative led the OHL to ask the Kawartha Sexual Assault Support Center to deliver a similar training league-wide. Now, at the time, the Kawartha Sexual Assault Center did not have the capacity to scale up that program, so they approached a sister agency, which is the agency I work for, the Sexual Assault Support Center of Waterloo Region, which since 2008 has housed the Male Allies program. And the Male Allies program is designed to invite men and boys into the conversation of ending gender-based violence and approach them as potential leaders in the movement and not potential perpetrators. So the approach that we take to this work is something that the OHL valued and an approach that the OHL wanted to see implemented and provided for their players. So that's how we got involved, and that was about a year and a half ago.
How exciting is it, and how, you know, rewarding is it for your organization and many of the other sister organizations to have a league like the OHL that has the provincial and national exposure to be able to partner with?
It's huge. The OHL is an institution in Ontario, and so to get the opportunity to have these discussions with OHL players and have them become leaders in their schools and communities and really promoting respect for women is something that we think will have a tremendous effect across Ontario. So we couldn't be happier to partner with the OHL, and it really sets an example for the minor hockey associations across Ontario, as well as other sporting cultures.
As you go through this program and the players will go through the workshops, and you mentioned being leaders, and is that the hope that not only the OHL players getting the message, but I think you kind of hinted at it before that, yeah, it's their classmates, it's their friends, whether friends in the city they're playing in or their friends back home, to try and pass along maybe if they observe something said or some sort of actions, and be able to step in and just say, you know, that little nudge from a peer to say, no, that's not the right way to go about things.
And that's the approach we take. So in the training, we have 3 main exercises. And the first exercise gets these young men to understand how unhealthy ideas of what it means to be a man structures their lives. There's a dominant narrative out there that men are supposed to be one-dimensional, dominant, aggressive, you know, always in control. And we want to say that, you know, there's more than one way to be a man, and there's more than one way to be an OHL player. And so we start with that approach, and we start to say that, you know, the dominant idea of what it means to be a man has a tremendous effect on men, right? It affects men's mental and physical health, we see a lot of men in our communities struggling with alcohol and drug abuse. And that stems from, again, this very narrow idea of what it means to be a man. So we want to encourage OHL players to reflect on that narrative and think about the ways that they can challenge it. We don't have to accept this idea of what it means to be a man. We can broaden it. And what we want to do is encourage that reflexiveness in OHL players and encourage them to talk to their teammates and, you know, have those conversations so that they can feel that they are not the only ones struggling with these ideas and with these expectations. And from that personal exploration and self-reflection, we want them to then be leaders and model that behavior and stand up and speak out when they do see teammates or classmates or, you know, anyone disrespecting women.
And this would be a message that you'd want to pass along certainly to any teenagers.
Certainly. We want to instill in them a sense of responsibility. Right? We're not there to blame and shame them. We want to say, listen, you have a lot of power in your locker room, in your school, in your community, and we want you to use that power for good. Right? We want you to be a leader and stand up and speak out against violence against women.
That was Stephen Soucy, the Male Allies Program Coordinator on the new OHL Onside initiative. You can find out more information at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. This week's CHL Top 10 rankings sees a new team atop the list. The Western Hockey League's Prince George Cougars are number one. The Regina Pats also have the WHL number two. And then two OHL teams, the London Knights at number three and the Erie Otters at four. Other OHL teams on the list, Windsor Spitfires come in at number eight, and the Oshawa Generals receiving honorable mention this week. Coming up next weekend, the OHL's Farewell to the Joe event at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit. It features the Saginaw Spirit and the Windsor Spitfires hooking up, along with many other activities taking place. We'll have more information on this coming up on next week's show, or the OHL's official website has information on it as well, including where you can get your tickets. If you're a Windsor Spitfires fan or a Saginaw fan, you can get them at the respective box offices. Well, that will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.